Welcome to Uncomfortable, where real conversation meets unwavering faith. Hosted by Kirk and Vince, this podcast dives into the tough topics, the ones the church often avoids, the ones that make us wrestle with our faith, the ones that challenge us to grow. We're not here to stir up division. Our heart is to encourage, to uplift, and to press into the gospel with boldness. Because growth happens in discomfort. Faith deepens when we're willing to face the hard questions. So let's lean in. Let's explore. Let's learn. Let's walk this journey together. This is Uncomfortable. Ready to shake up the conversation? Let's get started. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Kirk, joined by Vince. And today we're going to talk about a very uncomfortable topic, when God needs to protect us from ourselves. Dum, dum, dum. I did your little
bit. Dun, da,
you know, many times we'll get ourselves in the middle of something, Vince, because we're convinced in ourselves, this is what I want, this is what I desire, this is what I yearn for. We want to go do something. We want to go talk to someone. We want to, you know, ask a certain girl out to date, or we want to go hiking somewhere, or we want to take a road trip, right? I mean, it can be many, many of these things, but sometimes those decisions are very detrimental to our future because we don't know that there's dangers, whether it's in a relationship, a situation on the road, or maybe, you know, the hiking trail has some hidden dangers on it, whether it be wild animals or some people that are up to some nefarious means. And we don't know what's there, but the Lord does, right? Sometimes the Lord, well, okay. I almost saw the look on your face. It's not sometimes. All the time, God tells us that we're supposed to use wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So in spite of our own self, we're supposed to say, what is the wisdom in this thing that I'm doing? Is it wise for me to go do this? You know, is it wise for me to date this person? Is it wise for me to go on this trip? But many times we allow our emotions, our desires, our yearnings to completely overrule logic. And even sometimes we can even talk ourselves into believing it's the best option for us at the moment because we believe it's going to give us a lot of fun.
You know, I got actually a pretty good, interesting example about that, especially when it comes to traveling. excuse me. So when we were planning for our 20th anniversary, we were taking a trip. And so I was looking at some different options. I was trying to do it on the cheap if we could, and like splurge, like go cheap on the flight and splurge on where we're going to go, what we're going to do. And we had talked about wanting to go to like the Grand Canyon and go see Hoover Dam and all that. And we were going to maybe go spend a few nights in Vegas, go see those things, and then head over to maybe even California or something. Right. So just use it because it's real cheap to fly in there and then go wherever we wanted it from there. And so as we're doing it, I'm looking up flights, I'm looking up things even into California, and I'm like, man, something just isn't sitting right. And every time I'd look somewhere else, even in the west, on the west side of the country, something wasn't sitting right. Like, man, I just can't put my finger on it. What's going on? So I'm like, you know what? I was like, Lord, what's going on? Why am I feeling this like can we, I know I made the huge wise decision. Hey, Lord, do you want us to go here? Who knew? Ask the Lord and he'll help you plan a vacation. So we asked the Lord and asked him, he said, no. And I was like, wait, like, no, I can't go. I can't fly into Las Vegas. I can't go to California. What? And he said, you can't go to California and you cannot go to Las Vegas. And I was like, okay, what about like Utah or something? And he said, no. And he said, you, for right now, you cannot go west of, and he gave me a specific city, a specific area. And it was pretty much the west. When you look at it, it was most of the west side of the country. And I was like, man, "What is going on?" And he's like, "Just don't go over there right now until I tell you that it's okay to go over there." I was like, "All right, that's fine to me." Because we even at this point, I'm like walking it back. I'm going, "Okay, what about Utah? What about Wyoming? What about Colorado? What about Montana?" I'm like, because I kind of wanted to head west because I hadn't been to some of those states. And I was like, let's do that. And so, I was like, all right, well, what about Florida? What about this state or that state? And I got nose to other states and it came back to Florida, and the Lord let us go to Florida. And I was like, okay. And then so at this point, I'm deep into it now, and I'm going, all right, what city are we allowed to go to? Are we allowed to go here? Are we allowed to go there? And finally, we settled on going to Miami for our 20th, and it was really nice for us. It was very enjoyable. We were treated really nice there, and the hotel we stayed in was really great. The people that we interacted with were really great. They all, treated us well, and we even went to one of the islands down there, the one of the Keys, and we had a great time. But it was really interesting to see how God kind of ordered our steps in that. And had I not listened, had I not been paying attention to that kind of like gut feeling, like, all right, why am I feeling this way? And took the moment and time to ask the Lord, then we could have ended up in some kind of issue, some kind of trouble, some kind of problem. You never know. You know what I mean? It's just one of those cases where it would have been cheaper to do this, to do it this way. It might have even been easier if we would have drove somewhere different. But having listened to the Lord, and it's like, well, God doesn't care where you go for vacation. Well, that's really not true. And here's the thing. You know what, Kirk? I know a lot of times we're like, okay, if God's not letting you go somewhere, it's for your own protection. And that could possibly be true. But you also got to think about what you carry in the spirit. And you got to think about what authority you have. And if God's doing something with a place and you go there and it's not time for you to go there, I think of Paul when he was told not to go into, was it Asia?
I believe
Asia
it was
Minor?
Asia.
And he was told not to go there. We don't know why. He was just told not to. So there might be a season that you're not allowed to go certain places because God is maybe he's preparing something over there so that you can go. Maybe he's keeping you from something that could cause harm or a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
You just never know.
So, did you all ever figure out why, or is it still a mystery?
It is still a mystery to this day. Matter of fact, Gina and I were talking about wanting to take Nathaniel with us to go to the Grand Canyon because he would like to see it too. And she said, "Wait, before we try to plan something like this, you need to pray and see if the Lord will still let us go. Because if He won't let us go out there, then we can't go." And as a matter of fact, when we were planning it, we were going to go during our 2 weeks off the last month, and we were like, no, it just doesn't feel right. We're not supposed to go. And we ended up going somewhere else. And we found out that there was an outbreak at the Grand Canyon of some virus or something that was actually killing people. So I was like, whoa, okay, all right, Lord. So you're keeping us alive. And so we're gonna pray about it and see if we're allowed to go or not. I'd love to be able to go see the Grand Canyon. Hadn't done it yet, other than from a plane. It's a little different way up there.
But we never know the purpose. We never know the reason. I do know that there have been people, I'm sure you've had the same experience, where they've told a story where they were planning to take a trip and they always take one route. But for some reason, they felt so negative about taking their normal route that they went a completely new route, a completely different way. And when they did, they were spared, their very life was spared because they found out that the very moment that they would have crossed an intersection was the very moment that there was a catastrophic crash at a specific point in their journey. But it was one place that they always would pass at a certain time of the day. And they realized, they're like, well, Lord, you sustained me. You protected me from getting into the middle of this danger when it could have been me in the middle of that accident. You know, I'm sure you've even had moments. I've had a couple of them myself. Even when I'm driving, it's almost like you feel a prompt just to pay extra attention.
Mm-hmm. Or pull off the road or something.
Yeah, and then when you listen, someone shoots past you like a bullet, and you're like, whoa, what just happened? If I hadn't moved, they'd have hit me. You know, so we have to pay attention to these little nudges from the Holy Spirit, because He will guide and direct us and protect us from ourselves. Sometimes it's not even decisions that we made that were wrong. It's just we were in the wrong place at the wrong time because somebody wasn't paying attention or they were doing something they shouldn't.
Right. No, I agree 100%. It actually, I've had an issue like that before where I was going to go home this one way from work and I ended up going home a different way. And you find out that the interstate was all jammed up. I ended up taking the streets home. Interstate was all jammed up for a really long time because of an accident. And you're like, oh, well, I just saved myself some time. And, you know, so good looking out for that. But then you realize maybe I would have been the one that would have been in that accident had I taken the interstate home, you know. And so there's different things like that that happen. You take one way instead of another. There's certain ways when we travel to certain places that the Lord may tell us, don't go this way. Take this other road. We've done that before. And it's so wild because it's like, well, it doesn't, this way is longer, or this way is shorter. So, but why would you want us to do that? And you just do it. And you may never know. You may never know the reason. You may never know the consequences. It's, you know, I'll give you another one real quick, Kirk. And you're going to love this one because this one's going to really get uncomfortable and step on some toes. I was really frustrated with something that the Lord is not doing in our lives right now or not allowing me to do. Like we've talked about before, getting online, sometimes God protects us from ourselves, right? And I was like, Lord, how come I can't do this specific job or position that was available? Why won't I be able to get up there and do this and do that? And man, just, and it cut me so deep. He said, you're not ready. He said, you have not, how do you put it? He put it something like this. You have not given up that part of your life that would allow you. You have not sacrificed that part of yourself that would allow you to get up there without becoming corrupted.
Ouch.
And I was like, oh, that hurts really bad. And he's like, and I love you too much to let you get into that.
You know, how many times though have different ministers around the world been asked by the Lord to step back, take a season to mature?
Yeah.
Almost like wine or a good piece of steak where you need to season it, right? You need to let it set and marinate, right?
Marination.
So it becomes more salty or it becomes more flavorful, right? But the Lord's like, look, you need to step back. You need to wait a season. Don't go into that arena yet. And he won't tell you specifically that you're not ready, but that's exactly what it is. You're not ready yet. It's kind of like that steak that you just threw the salt and pepper on it. It'll be okay when you cook it, but if you let it sit for a couple hours and then you cook it, oh, baby, it's going to be good, you know?
Right. No, there's some guys I know that are, man, they are grilling aficionados, right? They can make a steak or a brisket that is out of this world, right? But they'll make a brisket. It'll take them 16, 18 hours to do. Wait, you mean not instantaneous? And I know a guy, he'll take a steak, right? And he'll use that hammer to pound it down. And then he'll create this marinade concoction, and he'll put the steak in a Tupperware bowl, pour the marinade in there, put the top over it, then put it in a Ziploc bag, and then put it in the fridge. And the Ziploc bag is just that way in case something bumps it, it doesn't leak everywhere, right? So puts it in the fridge, and you're like, oh, well, you're gonna bring that out tomorrow. Nope. So if he puts it in the fridge on a Sunday, he's eating it Tuesday. He's cooking it on Tuesday and eating it on Tuesday. It has marinated for over 24 hours in those juices. And it is some of the best steak you will ever have eaten. So good.
Well, that's the thing with like smoking is, meat, right? You don't just smoke it for an hour. You normally smoke it for
Yeah, that's
six to
true.
eight or more. It's a long
Low.
process. It's
Yep.
drawn out. It takes a lot of time, and you've got to pay attention to it so that you don't
Right.
dry out the meat. Otherwise, it becomes really, really, really too dry. But I think that comes right back to one of the things from some of our notes. And I'm going to start out by reading Proverbs 14:12 on this before I
Go for it.
go to this note. There is a way that seems right to man, but it ends up in the
Yep.
way of death. Because a lot of times we'll try to get to that quick thing, that quick and easy fix, that quick and easy enjoyment, right? But if we're not careful, it can lead to hardship, it can lead to pain, it can lead to suffering, it can lead to injury, it could even lead to death. That's why we need to pray diligently for those that we love. We need to pray diligently for ourselves, our spouse, and those that are in the ministry around us that we don't make decisions that can cause us to go down the wrong path. We want to hear the spirit of the shepherd so that when he says, Vince, Kirk, John Doe, don't go that way. That we listen, that we hear his voice clearly. And I know that's hard to hear because
Right.
sometimes we just want to do it. We want our way. But sometimes our desires, our emotions, even our prayers are kind of directed in a way that reflect our desire. And we might even be using our wounds or pride or impatience to try to direct God to let us do what we want to do if we're not careful.
It's funny that's the scripture you use because the one I have sitting here in my notes is Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond a cure. Who can understand it? And when you think about it, we say, oh, yeah, you listen to your heart. The Bible says, don't trust your heart, right? Trust the spirit. And because our heart can deceive us. Think about again, and I was thinking even when you were talking about smoking meat, was motivation. What is the heart motivation?
Oh, yeah.
Some of these things that we think are we're doing with a good motivation, it's really not. We're doing it motivated from fear, some sort of insecurity, pride, trauma, maybe even rebellion. You never know, or some sort of lust. It's like, oh yeah, I want to help do this. Well, what is the real reason? Is it so your name can be in lights? Is it you're trying to hem yourself
That's
in
it.
to avoid a certain pain or hurt from a past trauma or something that may have happened? I mean, a lot of times there's a lot of people out there that, if they're willing to admit it, are really guilty in trying to sabotage themselves.
Well, a lot of times we do that by
True.
rushing in, right? We try to get to something too quickly, whether it's in ministry,
A
our
position.
workplace, maybe a pastime that we want to
Yep.
do, right? Sometimes we'll rush ahead of God in those areas. But sometimes we'll settle too soon. Some people settle for a girlfriend that the Lord's
Yep.
been telling them no to. Some people settle for a job that they were never called into. Some people are settled to be a deacon when they're called to be a pastor. And I'll even say it, some people settle to be a pastor when they're called to be a deacon and work in the workplace.
Yeah.
Because if your calling is to be the deacon in someone that's in the workplace, then your place is out of place. You're basically like a sports player that's out of position if you're doing something that you're not called to. You're actually in someone else's place. So you're not in your perfect design, right? But a lot of times what we'll do is we'll either blame God, we'll blame others, and sometimes we just need to look into the mirror and take responsibility for the lack of making proper decisions using the wisdom of God and pressing into the secret place to find those answers. Because sometimes we're going to hear what we don't want to hear, just like you did.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
God, I want to go to the Grand Canyon. And God's like, no, you can't go west of XYZ line. And we don't want to hear that. We want our will, our desire, our heart,
yep,
our yearning. Or we want the easy path. But God's like, no, son, or no, daughter, I need you to be patient. I need you to abide. I need you to rest in me for this season. And when you're ready, I'll launch you out into this area, or I'll allow you to move into these areas, or maybe you need to get prepared better before going into that situation, you know? And, but for some reason, we'll say, but Lord, it didn't work out because, you know, you didn't open that door for me. Well, maybe he slammed it shut in your face trying to protect your hind end.
Yeah.
You know, and now that there are those moments, and I've actually seen it with people that you and I used to go to school with, to where they make the decision to do something. God says, you know what? I've been trying to tell you no. You're insistent. My hands are back. Now you're learning the hard way. And you watch those people go through hard knocks, hard times, hard situations, because the Lord, he's just. If you make bad decisions, he's going to allow you to suffer the repercussions of it. Because he loves you, he's hoping that you'll learn the lesson from those situations, right? So that you'll turn back and begin to pursue him with your whole heart. He's not wanting you to fall away. He doesn't want you to go the opposite direction of his call for your life, but he needs you to realize your way is not always right, and that you need to chase after the heart of him, the Father, the heart of God, and also to chase after wisdom.
Yeah. So I'd have to say, I'd venture to say that out of some of the things you said, that and bring it up to you, that I think you cussed at the people by saying they have to have responsibility for themselves. And you might have offended some folks.
Yeah, I might have offended myself too. So. Especially my younger self.
No, you know, it's true. You said this earlier about when we were coming out of Bible school and hearing some people, and I've heard several people, I thought I only knew one person like this, but in the last year, I have heard quite a few people say this, and it baffles me why, when you don't have to. They've said they would either, it was either they would rather, or they always tend to learn the hard way. And I was like, but why? See, there's of course there's a lot of different ways to learn things and all that, but there's two basic ways, right? You can gather and glean wisdom and information from someone else and then apply that into your life, and hopefully you don't have to go through all the hurt and pain that they went through to gain that wisdom, or you have to go through it and learn the hard way. Like you said, God will eventually say, all right, fine, you want to keep going like this, I'll take my hands off and let you go through and learn the hard way and do what you have to do, right? And so to hear some of these people say, yeah, I either got to or I always do learn the hard way. Man, how hard does that make life for you? How much easier would it be if you just would listen and learn and gather that information and that wisdom from those who've gone before you in that area and avoid some of that hurt? I mean, but that's I think about it like this, and I don't mean to bring it up like this, but I was watching this this documentary last night. And these guys went mountain climbing in Italy.
You're pointing at me, Vince. What are you doing?
No, they went mountain climbing in Italy and to this old, like, World War I lookout shack, right? that now is serves as a place for climbers and stuff to go when they need a place to stay. So
Absolutely.
anyway, so there's this portion of it where as they're going up and down the mountains, because they're not going to the real tops, but they're going up and down these hills and areas to get to the place where they need to go to start heading up. And there's this one wooden sign, and it's not very large. It stands maybe about 4 or 5 feet tall, and the cross section might be as big as a street sign on the side of the road, right? It's not the easiest to see. And if you don't know what you're looking for, even if you know what you're looking for, if you don't have a guide that knows where they're going, you might not see it. And so these guys were, they had a guide with them, and had they not had him, several of them, they're like, we would have never found this. We would have been wandering around and we would have never found our way. So it's like, if we choose to do things our own way without a guide, without help from Holy Spirit, we could wander. Maybe we'll find it. Maybe we'll stumble into the path. But it's possible we could wander around these mountains forever until we run out of provision and have to beg God to rescue us because we won't listen, or we won't do it in a way that's more advantageous to us. So they hire the guide. The guide leads them down the trail, which only takes them a total of 8 hours of the day to get up to where they need to get to, instead of maybe a day or 2 days or 5 days, because they didn't know where they were going. There's marked paths, especially once they started going up. There's wires and things anchored into the rock so that they can clip into to keep them safe on unsafe areas. So if they slip, they won't go very far, right? So there's all these things when you go on a
Absolutely.
path that's designed to go on, that someone else has pioneered. There's places to anchor into. There's wisdom to anchor into when you're in some real treacherous territory.
Oh, absolutely. We've got to be very diligent, right? I think that's what I'm hearing. We've got to be very diligent to be prepared, to be ready. And to make sure that we have the right equipment so that we
And
don't
check
lose
our
our
focus.
foothold.
I check our motivation often.
You know, that's a very good point because many times our motivation will be out of focus. It'll be
Self-serving,
self-centered,
yeah.
self-gratification. You know, because we want the instant pleasure of the relationship. We want the instant pleasure of being recognized in this job or this ministry position or having the special trip that we've wanted to take because we want to have fun with our friends or family or whatever. And we've got to make sure, like you said, what's our motivation? And even if our motivation is pure, did we truly chase after the Holy Spirit to make sure that we're good? Because like you pointed out, Paul, he was restricted from going to Asia. And it wasn't just once that God told
Yeah.
him, don't go to this region. There's 2 to 3 times I remember off the
Right.
top of my head where God was like, do not go there. Or he was about to go and he got a dream and he's like, we have to change course because I just had a dream. An angel in the night came and we cannot go to that city. So we don't always know the reason, but God will try to give us signs and directions to try to help keep us away from harm or even to make sure that we're not hindering the work that he's got in that region, if maybe we may not have the right voice for that people.
Or even,
So, you know, we've got to make sure we're
I
a
mean,
light
another part of
properly.
that alignment is maybe you are the right voice for that people and you don't want to go.
Oh
It is
man,
a
that sounds
Jonah
like a Jonah.
situation. I mean, you think about it, or even not even the aspect of not going, but what about the aspect of you've gone and you've preached and now you're sitting under the tree waiting for their demise because you think they're not repenting, but they're repenting, and now you're complaining under the tree. God, why doesn't judgment come?
Oh man. Man, I almost feel like telling a dad joke there, but
No, you
I'll
can
try
tell
to
the joke.
refrain
I will tell you
myself.
what, though. I even in this last year, I have struggled in certain situations not to be Jonah under the tree.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's kind of like the Jonas Brothers, you know, ching, you know, just, I don't know why it came to my head. I just thought it was a funny, you know, it was kind
Great
of
dad
close.
joke.
It's one of those silly,
It
it is
invoked
a
eye
dad joke.
rolling and huffing. That's great. That's great.
And probably people are like, oh my goodness, that's a
Yeah,
stretch. Yes, it was.
that was a little bit of a, yeah.
It was fun. You know, a little fun and laughter never hurts anything. But, you know, we've got to make sure in all that we're doing, just like we talked about earlier, that we're not
Right.
manipulating the situation to get our way, our desire, our heart's yearnings, because it's not about our heart's yearnings. It's more about where does the Lord want us to be, and are we using wisdom in this season, right?
Yeah, I mean, because otherwise, I mean, if you start trying to manipulate in circumstances to make yourself or keep yourself comfortable or to get yourself ahead, like you had mentioned earlier about going for a promotion. What if you aren't meant to have that promotion? Well, why would God stop me from having that promotion? Maybe because if you get that promotion, you'll never be able to see your family.
Or maybe the Lord's called you to be bivocational, and if you take that new position, you'll have so many hours you can't do the work of the
Amen.
Lord on the side. Let's just call it what is. But you know, it looks really good
Yeah.
to become
The money looks
management
great
or whatever
too.
else, right? Right. But sometimes it's a curse because it's holding you back from what
Because it
God's
becomes a
called you to do.
taskmaster to you, and now you're driven by
Now you're cussing
it.
at people, brother.
Now here's another caveat. Let's throw this question out. Would you be willing to turn down a six-figure a year job to do what God has called you to do?
You know, now that's very uncomfortable and very, you know, rude of you to ask somebody that, Vince.
Yeah. But would you do it?
You know, but I believe it's love. I believe that's love. Because sometimes God's protecting us from our decisions, our desires, and our
That's a big
ego,
go.
you know, and our yearning for more so that we can be led into where He, you know, the place He's trying to take us, right?
Absolutely true.
But here's the real question. What is God protecting you from right now? What are you still trying to push for that He's saying no to?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Now
I
who's
mean,
being rude, Kirk? Who's being rude
sometimes
now?
sometimes my notes talk to me too. You know, is there a door in your life that needs to be kept closed?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you can't see it, people, but my hands are currently up. You
I
know,
think the other thing we
no
got to look
judgment
at with
here.
that too is sometimes the no isn't a no, it's a not yet.
Or it could be not in
Well, I
this
mean, I
season.
told you about that story. I was asked about being a part of leading an outreach this past summer. I was asked last year to start prepping for this past summer. And man, I wanted to go so bad. It was right up my alley. It's things I wanted to do and being able to mentor and train a team and work with young people. I was so excited to do it and I was ready to do it and I was praying about it. And I had to deal with my flesh. So I was like, ask for another day. And because I wanted to do it so bad. And I'm like, God, you know, can I do this? And he's like, yes, you can. And I'm like, great, I'm gonna set it up and go. And there was this hesitation. I'm like, why don't I feel peace? And I'm like, Lord, what is the deal? He said, you're asking the wrong question, son. And it clicked, and I was like, is it the right time for me to do this? And he said, no. And I was like, oh, I was like, but I really want to do it. It's right up my alley. It's what I love to do.
Oh man.
He's like, not yet. Nope, not
Not
yet.
yet. Well, as we close it, let me throw this little gauntlet down
Oh
here.
no, here we go.
You know,
Offensive, uncomfortable gauntlet.
there you go. You know, and Vince and I, what we really want to do is we want to kind of leave you with this. God isn't
No.
trying to ruin your life. He's trying to save it. He's trying to save you from bad decisions. unhealthy attachments, from spiritual drift, from yourself. I mean, sometimes we all need that, you know, and it's one of the most uncomfortable forms of grace that there is, like but that. It's still grace, right? So today, instead of representing the no, thank him for loving you enough to say it. You might not understand it now, but one day you're going to see the fire that he pulled you out of before you even felt the heat. So begin to just give thanks to him. Praise his name for giving you the grace and the mercy to give you that no. I want to thank you for listening to Uncomfortable. If you liked it, share this show with someone that you know will need it. And we also want to hear from you. Email us at uncomfortable@mooseministries.org, or you can go to the website and go to the contact page. You can also support us at the give page. Guys, as always, walk honestly, walk humbly, trust in God and the boundaries that he's setting for you. And as always,
oh, yeah. Stay uncomfortable. See y'all next time.